Thank you so much to Happy Mammoth for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves.
I don't know about you guys, but every time I'm PMSing, I feel beyond off. Like, something is not right when I'm PMSing. And ever since I started Hormone Harmony, I swear it has changed my life.
Like, I'm not even kidding you. Before I experienced Hormone Harmony, I was getting the most insane cravings, bloating, feeling super off randomly, and even sometimes not getting good quality sleep. And y'all know how important sleep is to me. Like, it is my number one thing. So I wanted to take the reins on my health, specifically my hormone health. And that's why I started taking Hormone Harmony.
Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. It has zero sugar and is gluten-free, dairy-free, non-GMO, and third-party tested. And the biggest benefit? Feeling like myself again. That's what women mention over and over in their reviews. There are over 17,000 reviews for Hormone Harmony.
If you don't know what Hormone Harmony is, let me just tell you. It supports hormonal balance and regulation, supports cortisol, estrogen, improves sleep quality, reduces occasional bloating and gas. It even can relieve mood swings. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalances can take it.
For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code MOVES at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use code MOVES, M-O-V-E-S, code MOVES for 15% off today.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to my first podcast episode ever of my rebrand, Making Moves with TK. And here's my first guest, my boss, the one and only Alicia Motherforking Marie.
I am so excited to be here. I was on.
I hit the thing. As if I don't
Not
do
us
this.
Acting like we've never podcasted before in our lives.
I think I can speak for everyone listening. We have been waiting for this rebrand for a very, very long time. Thank God I have a new podcast I can listen to.
Yeah, let's talk them through it.
Yeah, because you actually, I think you've had a, when did you start your podcast?
I had a podcast before everyone had a podcast.
You did it before it was trendy.
Ooh. Yeah. I started a podcast because I always wanted to be an influencer person, but I was too insecure to upload videos of myself. And I was like, I can deal with my voice. Like, I wasn't as insecure about my voice.
That's
so I was
so
like, yeah, I would edit a full-blown video and, like, have it ready to go. And I was like, this is so good, like, the context of it. But I was like, I could not stand looking at myself. So I was like, let me just do a podcast. And that's why I started with that.
I don't think I've heard of anyone have that approach.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I think it's just way less commitment. Like, I didn't have to get ready.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It was just, I couldn't stand editing myself.
But you've also always wanted to be a host.
Yes.
And you're really good at that. So
Thank
I
you.
Feel like it makes sense.
Yeah. And I, again, like, moving out to LA, I'm from Indiana. If you, this is your first time ever listening to my stuff, thank you. Please like and subscribe. What is the thing on podcast? Subscribe, right?
Subscribe.
Download.
Google Play.
Yeah.
Is Google Play not a thing anymore? Spotify, Apple Podcasts,
you know the drill. But anyway, I moved here a week after I turned 18 from Indiana, and I knew no one. And podcasting, when I like still didn't know that many people in LA, it was like the best excuse to meet like important and cool people I wanted to be friends with.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, oh, hey, will you be on my podcast? And then I would like ask them really fun, cool, juicy questions. And then they'd be like, oh, I actually like you. I want to hang out with you. And that's how I made friends.
You were 18?
When I started my podcast?
Yeah.
I was probably like 20.
20.
Or 21.
Oh my God. Maybe. I feel like a lot of people know of you, but they don't know much of your like backstory. So I feel like we have to, you know, yeah, it's the first episode. We should really give them that foundation.
Sure.
Who is Taylor King? The amount of people who are like, where did you find TK? Like, what's a TK? Where do I find a TK?
Yeah. It's weird how it's like a position now. Like, it's like the TK. Like, how do I find a TK? Yeah, it's interesting.
But yeah, give us the backstory. Obviously, you're from Indiana. You came out here for fashion school. You never talk about that. That's one of the coolest flexes you have.
I know. I think I don't talk about it because, one, my whole experience going to FITM in fashion school, like, it feels such a headache because all I do is explain. Like, I'm like, no, like, this is serious. And people just, like, are like, what? Like, they stare at me. Like I feel like until I literally gained, I surpassed 100,000 followers, like, now people, like, kind of take me seriously.
That's so
from
annoying.
My hometown.
That's so annoying.
But also, it's niche.
Like, it's not the demo. You know?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, true.
I get it. I just think that, like, that's why I don't, because it took so long. People don't understand. Like, all my people from back home never understood the whole FITM thing and fashion school and whatever. And so in my head, I dumbed it down. Okay, this isn't that, like serious or cool. Like, you know what I mean?
No, I don't know what you mean because I can't fathom the thoughts. I always forget that you went to a fashion school, and I always think of myself, like, when I was younger, I would have died.
Well, it was awesome, and it was one of the best experiences ever, and I don't regret it at all. Like, I learned so much, and it was, like, so hard. Like, it was awesome. Like, I wouldn't tell anyone else what I'm, saying right now. If my friend Trevor was here who went to FITM with me, I would be like, oh, my gosh, like, yeah, FITM, like, helped, like, put you, like, make you be the person you are today, like, all these things, right? But, like, for myself, I think just, like, back home, all of my friends and family, like, I really value their opinions, and, like, they deem success as being, like, a lawyer or a doctor or, like, a coach or a teacher or something.
But there's so many people who can relate to that.
Yeah.
Where they're around those people.
I guess it's true. I need to own
it
more.
And they're listening to Making Moves with TK. Yeah. Like, they're here to hear the advice from you. So I'm like, give us it all.
But it's stupid that, like, I let people's opinions are like,
we all do that.
I don't
though.
Know. I know.
I still do that. We all do that. There's always true. People like that.
Yeah. So now, I don't know. I've always, ever since I started my podcast, I've pitched myself to like 80 million studios. And
this
like,
I love hearing this.
And like several and like multiple ones or networks.
Well, and I want to talk about this too, because obviously, like, you know, Remy and I have our podcast, but because we already had a following, it was really easy to start a podcast. So when people ask
and get a network
and get a network and just get involved and, you know, scale it the way you like to. So I feel like this is really, you know, interesting and awesome for people to hear about, like, what does it really take if you're starting from nothing, like the ground up.
Yeah.
How do you actually do this? Like, how did you get where you are now?
Yeah. Well, it took me like 3 years.
See, no one talks about that.
I know. So I started my podcast. It was a really good concept, I thought, and I still do. It was like where I would have my Instagram polls and then I would talk about them with the guest and we would like debate over them. And then we'd talk about the results, and it was really engaging with like my audience and Instagram. And I got good, like a pretty good downloads for like not having a following.
Oh my God. It was, I listened all the time.
I know. Alicia, like literally I would go to a full day of work and she would like, the next day she'd be like, yeah, the podcast was great. I'd be like, you psychopath.
I know. I'm
literally
psycho.
Listening to my podcast.
I haven't listened more, the last few months, but
I mean, also I haven't been posting. So yeah. So anyway, I would interview people that I found interesting or I wanted to be friends with or whatever. And I tried to pitch myself to a bunch of different networks, which, what is a network? Do you want to explain?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's changed over the years for sure. Mm-hmm. But a lot of talent will sign with a network for many different reasons, whether it's resources or the main one being that they can really help, you know, pitch yourselves to these advertisers who want to place ads in your podcast.
So you can make money.
So you can make some money, make some coin.
But
you know?
Also the most attractive thing to me about a network is really helping them with the back end of your show.
Yeah.
Like,
even
I've never
editing,
fully been talent.
The producing.
Yeah. So like the producing, the editing, all of that was like so attractive to me.
Also, it's hard enough to edit a YouTube video. To edit like an hour long podcast, especially like that's something where you can't doze off and come back and re-edit. Like you have to really listen, and you know, in case you say something or mess up and you don't want it to come across wrong and then you accidentally leave it in, like the anxiety alone is so much. So I could never edit my own podcast the way that you have done for years.
Yeah. So I really wanted I wanted a team to help me.
Yeah. Like you deserve produce. It too.
I wanted to be more on the talent side. So because I do a lot of like the back end side for my full-time job and just for myself in general. So I pitched myself when I was like a little baby and I didn't really have any followers to this one network in particular. And I went to them, and it was funny because I ended up having someone I had interned for, like who worked for the company that I interned for, ended up being like the head of talent at this network. And oh, she was like, holy cow, like Taylor,
I remember
you. Like, yeah. Are you trying to be a podcaster like at the new place I work at right now? Which was crazy. Like that's small insane. World, be nice to everyone. But I pitched myself and she was like, honestly, like we're not looking to like hire on people, aka like you're not big enough yet or bring on more talent mm-hmm. at the moment. AKA your numbers aren't big enough for us yet. However, like, you know, grow your show and then come back to us.
How'd you feel after that?
I just felt motivated. I was like, good. I get that.
Good, you're good.
I get that. Still a little bummed because like I had a few friends I had recommended this network to.
Yeah.
Like to, you know, sign with them. But it's okay. Like that's the game. Like I get it. If I were them, I wouldn't have signed me either at that time.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think the second time I would have.
Okay.
So then the deal was, well, it wasn't a deal. They just had said to me like, hey, be consistent, mm-hmm. upload, you know, for the next few months and then come back to us like so we can see that you're consistent, you're committed to this and you grow your show. So then I did that. And I was like, Alicia knew. Like, yeah, I was like, I got to get this up. She was like.
Well, it's nice when you have
Alicia
a goal.
Alicia put in her calendar.
I did.
It's probably still in there.
I officially took it off. But if every Monday at 6 o'clock, I'd be like, is your pod edited?
You'd be like, remind. It was in her calendar. Remind TK to upload pod.
Yeah. I was like, did you upload a podcast this week? We did do that. We're
so
insane.
Then I remember this specifically. We're filming something at some random Target in LA. Do you remember this? I want to say it was near like Christmas time or maybe after Christmas or something.
Yes, 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 yes.
And it was time for me to, it had been a couple months. I was going to pitch myself again to this. And mm-hmm. I made like a deck. Like it was decked out. I had like a bunch of people look at it. I like had all my guests, which I had big guests for like how small I was. Yeah. I had big guests that I had pitched like myself. I had gotten them on myself. And I had all my stats and numbers and, you know, Instagram, everything, right? Mm-hmm. And like polls, and I explained everything. It was like a sick deck. I would still use it to this day.
Oh, it was so good.
And I like, you know, went to swing with the bat again. And I don't remember exactly what they said, but they said no. It just didn't happen. It was like maybe in a few more months kind of thing.
Yeah.
Which in my head, I'm just like, just tell me no.
Yeah.
Kind of
sometimes
thing.
Sometimes you want someone just to actually say no instead of dancing around.
Well, it's like dating a guy.
Yes.
It's like, just tell me you're not in me.
Yes.
You know, I'm not going to be
butthurt. I can handle it.
Instead of him being like, I don't want a relationship right now. Like, that's how they were saying. Yeah. This network like, we don't want a relationship with you right now. But, like, I wish that they would have just said, like, hey, to be honest, like, you're just not, you don't have the numbers. Like,
Yeah.
Or, like, what's funny is, like, I feel like my show definitely fits their vibe.
Yeah.
But anyway, everything happens for a reason. They still didn't take me, and I was like, fork that, someone else is gonna take me that wants me. And so now I'm here at Studio 71. I'm very grateful.
Saying, shout out.
Yeah, shout out Studio 71. who actually wants me. I finally found my man in the podcast world. And you know, if he wanted to, he would, ladies.
They wanted a committed relationship. Yeah.
And Studio 71 wanted me. Like, if he wanted to, he would. And it's true.
It's true.
And you even said to me, you're like, fork that. Like, why would you want someone that doesn't want you?
Yeah, I feel like through that whole situation, one, I think it's really good for people to experience some sort of, like, humbling moment early in their career. Like,
oh, I've had plenty.
I know, same. and as much as it hurts, like, later, I feel like it's so important because that way you don't get that influencer syndrome of like, oh my God, I'm a hot shit. Everyone well, wants me. This blah, blah, blah,
means so much to me right now.
Yes, it
that
makes
I'm
you
in
more
studio.
Grateful.
I can't believe I just walked in here and the mic was set up.
You're like, what do I need to like do anything? Do I plug it in? Like, what are you?
No, like literally. I'm like, what the fork?
No, I love it for you.
So yeah, I'm very grateful and happy to be here. And thank you for being like my first like guest of the rebrand.
Oh my God, literally anytime.
So yeah, so then I kind of got sick and tired of the podcast. Like I didn't know what to do with Phil.
Well, also I have to chime in. You are such, this is one of the reasons why we get along so well. We're both very like all or nothing people. And if you are going to do, even with YouTube, when you started YouTube, you always said, if I'm going to do YouTube, I'm going to do YouTube.
Yeah, which I've committed.
You've committed, but you didn't do it for years for that reason. And I think even with this podcast, you know, you've seen this rebrand in your head for a long time and you're like, well, I want to do it, but I want to do it right. I need to change the name? Do I do this? What's the concept? Mm-hmm. What's the vibe? What's the branding? And I know you had your brother Philip on for a little bit and like you really loved having guests and co-hosts, and I think you're one of the best interviewers that I actually know and who should be interviewing people. Like there's sometimes like people will come on pretty basic when I'm like, I'm not an interviewer.
Yeah,
but like,
I get it.
You're so good with questions and all
that
stuff.
I love it.
You're so good. So I think I feel like this makes so much sense. Also, it's a fresh start. Like,
yeah. So I wanted to, I was going to rebrand it to a name that was called The King's Court because mm-hmm. I was going to do that with my brother mm-hmm. and it was going to be this dynamic thing. But I love my brother, but I just didn't feel like he was like bringing what I needed. He wasn't meeting my expectations. I had unrealistic expectations for him. And he is like a senior in college and he needs to do his own thing. And I was like, you know what? I've worked 3 years. I need to have this moment on my own, I think.
Yeah.
And of course, he's going to be a recurring guest and be my little sidekick whenever. And we love him.
Oh, he's
but,
the best.
Yeah, I think I needed to like.
I've always seen your podcast as like.
Yeah.
TK. Like. Really? Juicy Pulse.
See, I asked Alicia because I always make the joke about there's a song, this country song called One Man Band.
Wait, I didn't tell you this the other day. I think this was yesterday. I woke up and singing it.
No way.
Like singing.
It's like, I don't want to be a one man band. And so all the time I'll play that and I'll be like, I don't want to be a one man pod.
I literally, as I wake up, I open my eyes, I see the sun. I take my blankets off and then I sing, I don't want to be a man pod. And I was like,
pod.
What? And I was like, is this because TK didn't come in today? And I was like, what? It literally was so funny.
And then it literally goes, I don't want to be a Rolling Stone alone. And I'm like, I don't want to be a call her daddy alone. And I don't like, I want a partner to banter with like that. I want a business partner badly. I know, like, but you're like, yeah, just being yourself.
Yeah, just being yourself.
Yeah, but what if I said that about you and I was like, fork pretty basic. You need to be on your own.
But see, I thought I would hate solo pods and I actually really like doing solo pods.
True.
And when I listened to every single, you know, podcast episode of yours, I liked your solo ones better.
I know you did. Okay, you're right. Anyway, Alicia convinced me. She was like, no, we're doing this right. We're doing a rebrand. You're going to do this on your own. You need to spearhead it. Fork, yeah, sis. She gassed me up. Her and Remy gassed me up. So then we were like, photo shoot. New name, bus, club.
Another club.
No sleep, new pod. And we went to Zinc and we're brainstorming names. And we're like, king, what can we, like King's Court doesn't work anymore. What are we going to do? It's not a sports podcast, blah, blah, blah.
The amount of effort that, like, I feel like some people don't realize the amount of effort that goes into something such as a name.
Yeah.
You know?
So we're like brainstorming like crazy.
For 2 hours.
She's like forking, faking fame.
I literally Googled words that end in K-I-N-G.
Yeah. Making. And then we're like, making moves. Making. K-I-N-G.
I bet you didn't notice until we just said it.
Yeah.
Everyone, let's take moment.
Last name's in the podcast name, you guys. King. So we're like, making moves. I was like, that's it.
Making moves. M-M. Making moves.
And it's like, like it.
Well, and here's the thing, too. I feel like, and this is why it's so perfect for this podcast, because you want to, like, as a person, when you're like, ooh, making moves, you think of so many different things. Like, it's dating. It's money. It's your
job.
Like,
how are you going to make moves?
Yeah.
What are you doing to make moves?
Yeah.
You're making business moves, money moves, sports moves, dating moves. And those are all the things that encompass my podcast. So it just, like, made sense. It clicked. And now we're here. And I did the photo shoot.
Looks
Alicia was
so
my
good.
Creative director.
So good.
It was very fun. Can't wait to promo those. But yeah, let's like actually get into my outline.
Yeah, this was a long intro, but it's okay.
But that's how we got here.
That is how we
got
here.
And I'm very grateful to be here, like with lights and stuff. This is cool. This is, I'm freaking out. Watch us on YouTube, by the way, if you aren't. Thank you so much to Apartments.com for sponsoring this episode of Making Moves. Apartments.com believes a dishwasher does more than just clean plates. It turns your whole place into a time machine by turning the time you would have spent washing dishes into extra time for you. That could mean more time to read, more time to knit, or more time to contemplate the vastness of time itself. With Apartments.com, finding somewhere to live with an elusive dishwashing / time expanding device is easy. Apartments.com hosts the most rental listings with over 1 million available units. And with comprehensive search tools and instant alerts, you never have to worry about missing out on the perfect place. To find whatever you're searching for and more, visit apartments.com, the place to find a place.
The one thing that has kept me sane throughout the 75 Hard Challenge, and more importantly, has kept me hydrated the most, is Liquid IV. Y'all, when I tell you, I literally crave Liquid IV. Like, the lemon lime flavor lives rent-free in my head. First of all, it just always quenches my thirst, but it is perfectly sour and has that tangy taste to it, and it's just so good. Like a nice, cold, crisp glass of Liquid IV. Oh my gosh, mwah! Sounds so good. Whether you hydrate to live or live to hydrate, Liquid IV quenches your thirst faster than water alone. With 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks, plus 8 vitamins and nutrients for everyday wellness, all in a single sugar-free stick. So I actually just taste tested all of the flavors for you guys, the pear, the white peach, the green grape, and the lemon lime. And I have to tell you, I still think lemon lime is my favorite. But my second favorite is green grape. And then my third favorite, believe it or not, is pear. I'm actually shocked by how much I like pear. And then in 4th place for me was the white peach. My favorite thing about Liquid IV is how convenient it is, especially because I am always on the go. I am booked and busy, and I'm sure you guys are too. So being able to pack it so easily in a purse or a carry-on or whatever the case is, like my work bag, I always have a Liquid IV in there because throughout my day, I get so thirsty and nothing truly satisfies my thirst craving other than a Liquid IV. Like, it is so good. I literally want to make one right now. And listen, drinking water is great. Like, I've been drinking so much water while doing the 75 Hard Challenge, but 1 stick of Liquid IV in 16 ounces of water hydrates you way better than water alone. And I love it because I feel like it actually revives me. And the best part about it is that there's no artificial sweeteners and 0 sugar. However you hydrate, grab your Liquid IV Hydration Multiplier, sugar-free in bulk nationwide at Costco, or get 20% off your first order when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TK at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop better hydration today using promo code TK at liquidiv.com.
We're gonna do a little nod to TK's Juicy Pod.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. that podcast. Hey! and we're gonna do some polls.
Oh, thank God!
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
The polls are great. So this is the icebreaker polls. Alicia Marie, let's fucking go.
Okay, hit
first me. One. If you had to get rid of one, what would you get rid of? TikTok or Instagram? I just posted this on my thing. Did you vote in it?
I didn't. I would say TikTok.
Really?
I know. Sorry. Hit the table. I know. That's probably an unpopular opinion.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why? My only reason, and this is honest to God, I really feel like Instagram is also like a directory, like a contacts list. Like, that's how you like talk to people and reach out to them and stuff. Like, everyone has an Instagram. So I feel
like it's like LinkedIn.
It is. And also
for entertainer people.
I hate saying this, but also being verified, it's like a really nice way to like talk and communicate to brands or people or whatever.
Yeah, it must be nice.
I'm so sorry. We're really trying. I think you need a few more articles.
I know. I do. I think I need literally 2 more. Yeah.
For people who, you know, have no idea what we're talking about. So it used to be really easy to get verified. You just had to like submit someone and like you'd get it, right? Now it's really freaking hard.
You just had to know someone. And now, yeah now it's so hard. You have to have like legit press articles by like legit press sites.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Yeah. Like publishers and stuff. Yeah. So we're trying to get a few more good articles for TK.
Yeah. So if any of you are writers and want to write an article about me.
Or if any of you
me,
work at Instagram, you know, really, come on.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
I'll pay you. Under the table verification.
So, but I, but like TikTok's amazing, but I think I would say Instagram.
Okay.
For that reason.
I agree. I would get rid of TikTok just for the LinkedIn.
The boring answer.
But my fun answer would be like, I would 100%. Like Instagram sometimes makes me cringe. Like,
yeah.
I'm like, I'm posting this to try and be cool. It's my highlight reel. I'm not actually like this.
Yeah.
It makes me feel the worst about myself.
Yep.
So therefore, I would keep TikTok.
Yes.
I think right now I would vote keep TikTok.
Mm.
Get rid of Instagram. But like, if this was actually like life or death, I would keep Instagram.
Yeah.
Just because like.
That's a hard one. That's a hard one.
And the DMs are so nice.
The DMs are really nice.
Goes down in the DM. Okay. Alfred coffee or Celsius?
Oh.
Yeah, I said specific to Alicia Marie.
I would ditch Celsius.
Really?
Yeah, and keep Alfred for sure.
I think I'm going.
I had both today. I had Alfred today and I came with a Celsius. So that's awesome.
I think I'm going to go Celsius.
Keep Celsius?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're not much of a coffee drinker though.
No. I do it just because of what it does.
Yeah.
I'm not like, oh, the
taste. Oh my God, no. Mine's an addiction. I'm like, I need to hold it.
And I'm more of a matcha girly.
Yeah, but they have great matcha.
Yeah, they do. Okay, bloggers or TikTokers?
I think I would keep.
Like, which would you vote? Like, which do you prefer, bloggers or TikTokers? Sorry, I keep hitting this with my juicy ass lips.
I know that's what you're thinking, but you didn't want to say it. I was like, nah, girl. Oh my gosh. I kind of feel like I would hit TikTokers.
Like you would vote.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. I'm killing the bloggers all day long. They're boring.
not Peyton listening to this.
No, like we love.
We love.
Obviously, Peyton's not a blogger to me. Peyton's my roommate, by the way.
Okay.
In my head, she's like Instagrammer.
Yeah, that's true. That's
she's
true,
like
that's
aesthetic
true.
Queen.
Yeah.
But like actual bloggers, I'm like, who reads a blog?
Yeah.
No offense. Like, no
I have
shame.
A blog.
No, you don't.
I legit do, and I forgot the password, so it's still out there.
Yeah, exactly.
MacBaby11.blogspot.com. So bad.
I personally am not the blogger demographic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I need to watch a video.
Yeah, same.
But no tea, no shade. Just facts.
No, yeah.
Okay, Catch or Boa Steakhouse?
I've never been to Boa, so I'm going to say Catch.
Yeah, same.
I really like Catch.
I agree. And I don't think it's overrated.
I don't either.
Yeah. Equinox or F45?
I would keep. As of like today,
like which are you voting?
I mean, I'm liking F45 right now, but I'm like, I love Equinox.
Okay, well, which one?
I don't know. I suck at this shit.
I'm 100% going F45.
I'll just put Equinox.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
We just have a history. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you do. Parallel Apparel or Chanel?
Obviously, Parallel Apparel. Please go shop now. Drop 2 coming out very soon.
Let me just set you up for a scandal. This is your scandal.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? Okay, businessman or an athlete?
Businessman.
Same.
Ah.
I know. Shocking for me.
But like, maybe he's both.
Yeah.
Why?
Love
why
that.
Not shoot for the stars here?
Speaking of businessmen and athletes, guess who I worked out with today?
Was it? Mark Wahlberg.
It was Mark Wahlberg.
Oh my God.
Like what the fuck?
You guys are
like,
best friends.
I literally
now.
Was on the way to my workout at F45 because apparently he's like
he's
part
an investor.
Owner
mm-hmm.
of F45. So I'm like on my way and like talking to my mom because I call everyone and their mother and when I'm in the car.
Yeah.
And including mine. So I called my mom and I was like, she's like, what are you doing? I'm like, oh, I'm headed to this like workout class. She's like, oh, cool. Like in the middle of the day. I'm like, yeah, it's with Mark Wahlberg. And I just thought like, that's kind of crazy that I'm not like freaking out about that.
But like
I was like, oh, I have to go to this workout class. But like, that's crazy.
Yeah.
What the heck?
Did you have a lot of hometown people reply to your stories?
Oh my God. If you ever need a guy to slide into your DMs, post a story with Mark Wahlberg. Just Photoshop your face in. Just be like, just worked out with Mark. All the guys will be
you're
sliding
on that first name
in.
Basis.
Like, holy shit, this is so cool. Like, I would die to be there. And I'm like, I know.
You're like, I know. That's
yeah.
so funny.
So it's actually small world. I go to this F45 class. I do the workout with Mark and his team. And he's awesome. And also, Entourage is one of my favorite shows
oh
ever.
Oh my God, yes. I keep forgetting that.
I'm pretty
that.
Sure he is the
he was
executive
one of the
producer
yeah.
or one of the producers for Entourage, if not the executive producer. And he's made several cameos in the show.
That's so awesome.
And I'm obsessed with Entourage. So I was like fangirling about that. I also love a person who's behind the scenes. He kind of reminds me of a male version of like Reese Witherspoon, like super like respected, has done a lot of work. He's been in front and behind the camera,
like still doing his thing,
super involved and like seems normal.
Yeah.
I don't know. I loved his vibe. And when I met him a few days before, I had seen our nutritionist in West Hollywood. And it was so funny. We were like, what the fuck are you doing in West Hollywood? He's like this like macho like nutritionist guy. And he's awesome. Shout out Dr. Golia. And I was like, hey, I think I might be doing this workout class with Mark Wahlberg soon. And he was like, no way. Tell him he looks like he's been eating a lot of salmon and splits, which is like what we have to eat on our
They know each other.
Meal plans. So they know each other very well. And I said just that. Ashley and I went up to him and we're like, hey, do you go to Golia? Like, blah,
I
blah,
told
blah.
Ashley, I was like, you have to bring up Golia. Like, this is the one thing that Ashley and I are really bad at is networking in ways like this. Because we never want to like make someone uncomfortable or feel like, oh, like they're like fangirling or whatever. But I was like, Ash, you have to say something about Golia. Like, they're good friends. Like, he's going to freak out. It's going to be amazing.
Also, Ashley just runs up there without me. Yeah.
No!
No, she didn't even tell me. And I'm like,
So unlike her. She was feeling ballsy.
No, I feel like that is like her to be like,
really? No.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh,
that
I was like,
that means she felt really comfortable.
I was like, Ashley Nicole XO. So anyway, so I like jump in. I'm like, oh, you go to Golia? Because I'm like, that was going to be my line, Ashley, to Mark.
She was like, I got to do it first before TK.
Yeah, literally. She jumped in there. She was like, do you go to Golia? And I was like, do you go to Golia?
And I think we all to Golia.
Yeah. So we were talking and he was being hilarious and we were talking to him about splits and stuff. And I was like, you got to see, I just saw Golia and WeHo. Like, you got to see this photo I took. So I show him the photo of Golia. And he's like, let's send him a photo right now and flip him off too.
I was like, why are you flipping me off? But like, that's fine.
No. And so we flipped off our nutritionist. Because that was
so
the photo I had of him. It was so funny. But anyway, that was awesome. What an LA moment.
That was
I wish you could have been there.
It's okay. I was driving in traffic for no reason. I had a doctor appointment. Long story short, I was in downtown. I was supposed to be in Santa Monica. So that was fun.
Yeah, it was super fun. Ashley and I love Mark now. We're buds. And
BFFs.
We get out of the class. We get out of the class. I, as a normal human, basic white girl, get on my phone. And I'm like, oh, let me go to Instagram because, like, heaven forbid I spend more than an hour off of Instagram.
Yeah.
And I go to my DMs and it's like, Mark Wahlberg has tagged you in a story or mentioned you in his story.
You're like,
shut the fork up. Little did I know, like, I wasn't even following him. He has so many followers.
Oh my God, I bet.
Like 16 million or something.
God.
Like, which, that's a lot.
Yeah, especially for like more traditional talent.
Yeah, normally they have like 1 or 2 million, you know? I'm like 16 million and he posts a lot. And he had tagged, literally it was just like 5 people, including me and Ashley, or Ashley and myself. And we were like, what the heck? Like, I can't believe we're on like Mark's. I literally was like, repost. Yeah.
You're like, I'll do you
thanks,
a favor.
Mark. Yeah. I'll do you a favor, Mark. So anyway, that was super fun. Such a cool moment. And Ashley and I were fangirling.
Oh my God. I love that so much.
Yeah. Okay. I want to get into the making moves, like, valuable side of this podcast, because I really want it to be fun, entertaining, but also provide a lot of value for people. I want people to learn something. So that's because those are my favorite types of podcasts. So what exactly do I do for you, Alicia Marie?
Oh,
like, I want to talk about our relationship, like our working relationship.
I want to hype you up. I think a lot of people, not you sweating. I think a lot of people don't, I think they just see you as my assistant.
Yeah, a lot of people call me your assistant. It used to piss me off. Now I don't give a shit.
Really?
Yeah, it used to piss me off if anyone called me your assistant because I was just like, I'm
like
not.
I do so much more than that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which you're not. You know, I do have a personal assistant. And maybe that's where people get it kind of confusing. I don't know. But you, from the get-go.
Which, an assistant is a very valuable person on someone's team.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. I just went to school to be like a producer person, and in my head I was gonna be like working for Warner Brothers, and me already explaining to that I work for a YouTuber is already explaining or is already like really confusing to people.
Yeah.
So when they're like, oh, you're just her like a YouTuber's assistant, like, they already don't take it seriously.
Yeah.
So it was like, I was like, oh, it made me cringe, but now
I get it.
I don't care. And also, an assistant is one of probably if not the most important person on your team, one of the most important.
Oh, especially for me personally, for sure.
Yeah, shout out Laura.
We love her. So TK is my producer, and what's really cool is I think you've paved the way for a whole new side to this industry of people realizing, oh, maybe I don't want to necessarily be an influencer and be in front of the camera, but I really want to help people and help talent, you know, create and produce content.
Or maybe I want to be both.
Or maybe you want to be both. Because, you know, obviously we're here.
Yeah.
Making moves. We're here making moves. But the amount of people who have come to me over the past 3 years that we've been working together, and especially in the beginning.
It's almost four.
Isn't that crazy?
Crazy, yeah.
The amount of people who say, so where'd you find TK? Like, how do I get a TK?
Yeah.
Like, what is a TK? What does she do? What does she do exactly?
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, ooh, why? You intrigued? Like, does that mean we're doing something good here? You know,
because
I say this story a lot, but when I was in a very dark, lonely place, I was like, I need help. What do I do? And, you know,
did someone tell you to hire people, or were you like, I know I need to hire
people? I just knew. I was like, if I'm going to continue doing this, you know, any longer, I need help and I need to delegate.
Okay, pause right there. I want to know, at what point do you think someone needs to like hire someone if you're an influencer person?
I think it's also personal, and I think that's why there's so much gray area around it, because for years and years people told me like, you need an editor, and I genuinely liked doing, you know, editing and having that control. Where I wish someone had said, hey, Alicia, you're killing your editing, your content, but your personal life is really taking the back burner. You should maybe think of a personal assistant. Like, you should find, you know, like, find the holes that of things that you're just like, I suck at doing this. Let's focus on that to delegate
what you're bad at.
Yeah. Where, of course, everyone, the first thing you think of is like editor or whatever. So I hired a personal assistant, was amazing. All the emails, you know, all of just keeping me sane was great. But then it got to the point where I was like, oh, I kind of feel like I also need someone to really film my videos, you know, like let's change things up. Instead of hiring, you know, guys who do traditional filming, I want someone who I feel comfortable with. And
it's
I was
such a personal job.
I interviewed probably 7 girls. I knew I specifically did
want
a female.
Wait, for a producer?
Yes,
position?
For a producer position.
Oh, God, I did not know that.
Abigail and Nicole, people on my management, were there helping me. Like, we.
What?
We,
I did not
yes,
know this.
I was looking for
before
you.
Before me?
Yes, I was looking
how,
for you.
How far before we met for coffee?
Well, I hired Laura in June, and then we started first test working together in October. So basically from July and August, September, like 3 months.
Holy cow.
And I took so many different meetings. We had phone calls, and that was vetted through. So like Abigail and Nicole like took.
Which that's her team, her manager,
so
our manager.
Management like looked through interviews. They had phone calls prior to the 7 people. Those were just like people that they thought I might like. So I was just saying, look, this is what I'm looking for. I know for a fact I want a female. That was just a personal decision. I also want someone my age-ish because I want them to understand, you know, my humor, for them just to understand the influencer world.
Like, you didn't want like a 50-year-old.
Yeah.
Mom.
In my head, I was like, I would rather train someone than them having all of these credentials of like, oh, I've produced on this show or blah, I've like whatever.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
It didn't matter to me personally. I was like, what matters the most to me is that I can go to New York with them and share a hotel room and us feel comfortable around each other, because I'm going to be filming these like morning routines or bikini try-ons. And like, I don't want to feel like it has to be this like super cold, hostile. Like, I want to feel comfortable, you know, like.
Which also, I don't think people really realize that Ashley basically had my job before me.
Yeah. So my sister Ashley worked for me for years. And then once her stuff really started taking off personally, I was like, I'm not going to, you know, I want you to, you know, to
flourish.
Soar and, yeah. and do your thing. So let me find someone else. And yeah, literally interviewed so many people.
Why did those not work out?
Like, it's, I wish you were there with me interviewing
them. I had no idea about this.
Yeah, you would have loved it. It was so crazy to me because some of them had the qualifications or whatever. There was something about each of them I was just like, this isn't it. And most of it was the vibe. Like, I'm all about my vibes. Like, I'm all about just how I vibe with someone.
Thank God I didn't know you interviewed all these people. I would have been so
nervous.
Yeah.
And I don't know. We don't even have to go, like, fully into it. But they were all just, I was just like, that's not them. Like,
wait, be more specific.
I was like, it's not
if
her.
If someone's listening to this and they want my job, like.
But that's what I mean. It's so personal. Like, it was nothing against any of them. But I just could tell. I was like, I'm not going to feel fully comfortable with you. Or like, I remember specifically one girl I had said, hey, so like, what's like your dream in life, you know? And she said she wanted to have a clothing brand. And for whatever reason, I was just like, nah. Like,
yeah,
I was really looking for someone to invest like my knowledge, like everything, and really teach them and train them to basically do this. Where I'm so big with loyalty too. So I was just like, I'm really looking for someone to invest into, but also for them to like invest their time into me and my brand right now. And I didn't want to have to worry about them being like, oh, well, like, I'm doing something else now. Bye. Like,
so you turned 8 people away.
Yeah. But and then like I don't know. And I was just overthinking.
That's really good. That's really good. Like, I remember when Patrick Starr said, be slow to hire, quick to fire.
Yeah.
That's what you did.
Yeah. I was just, I don't know. I was just,
most
I just
people get lazy and they're like, I'll just hire them. You shouldn't do that.
No. Oh, it's, again, it's so personal, you know? Yeah. So again, it was nothing against any of them, but, and
so I just, the vibe was off.
Yeah. I was like, oh, maybe we can do a test film day and see if we like filming together. And then I just never I wasn't interested enough.
Okay. So what made you want to reach out to me, and what made my vibe on?
So around this time, I'm sitting there and I'm like, God, show me a sign. I need help. I'm being picky. I'm overthinking. What the heck? But I'm going to be picky about this. This is my baby. This is my channel. This is everything, you know?
And this is my life.
I remember driving specifically on the 101 and your name just popped into my head. I was like, oh my God, what about that Taylor King girl? I was like,
which we had met probably like, what, 3 or 4 times before?
Yes. And I remember thinking like, okay, we've met through a mutual friend. Like, I know you kind of do this, but I was like, I wonder what she wants to do in life. Like, I wonder if that aligns with us. Like,
she just randomly thought of me.
Yeah. You just came into my head. It was such a God thing. I'm not kidding. I was like, oh my God, I wonder what she wants to do. So I was really intrigued about, like, because my biggest thing is, like, everything should be mutual. You know what I mean? Like, when it comes to, like, hiring people or working together with people.
Yeah, but a lot of people don't think that way.
But in my head, it makes my life easier, and it makes it so much better if both people benefit from a situation, and they're both happy, you know? So I was like, I wonder.
Agreed. That's a good piece of advice.
Yeah, I think that's,
it's worth the time to find someone like,
yes,
that.
Yes, because in my head, I was like, if you love what you do, that's going to help me love what I do more, blah, 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 whatever.
Why did you know to do that?
That was just
ingrained.
Yeah. I don't know why.
Copy.
I don't know. Yeah. I do like helping people, but also.
Yeah, you do. But you only like helping people you like.
So that's my thing. I'm like, I need to find.
If she likes you, she'll invest everything in you. If she doesn't like you, don't even think about it.
I know. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you came into my head and I hit you up and I was like, hey, girl.
She hey girled me.
I hey girled. And if you know, you know. I basically was just like, let's get coffee.
She goes, hey, girl boss.
Yeah. Did I say that?
No.
Oh, I was like, ew, did I say that? Cringe. Chewy.
I love saying girl boss now, like, hey, girl boss.
Hey, girl
because
boss.
It's like so cringe.
Yeah, it really is. So we get coffee and I just the whole
she's
time.
She's like, want to get coffee? Okay, let me tell my.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Go ahead.
She's like, want to get coffee? And I'm like, sure. Like, I was like, oh my God, Alicia Marie like wants to hang out with me. And I was like, not only that, like, we'll probably, like, talk about boys, yeah, and, like, YouTube. Like, I had no idea.
I love that so much.
But why did you not want me to know? Like, why did you want to?
This is something I do. And I don't know if it's good advice or bad advice. But because
it's probably a blessing and a curse.
I think it. Depending. I definitely think it's more of a. I've always been, especially if you know me in real life, I am such a, like, I'll be far behind, but I'm watching. Like, I've always been a watcher. I've always been like
you wait for the right moment.
I wait for the moment.
The perfect moment.
I also, like, what's the word I'm looking for?
You don't
for?
Rush into things.
Observe. I'm a really good observer. Like, okay, when it comes to meeting new people, when it comes to even just like situations, like, I'm very, I don't know. So I feel like I was doing that with you. I was like, okay, my main thing I wanted to figure out from this coffee date was, what do you actually want to do with your life? And would I benefit you in any way to get there? Because I think you could help me.
What did I say?
We were just talking. You were just like, so how have you been? You were wearing this neon pink long sleeve, like running jacket.
It was Lululemon. Yeah,
and
I know.
And a hat.
Of course I was.
I always remember what people. And
I was probably wearing red Nikes.
Probably,
shoes.
Yeah. And we were sitting outside of Alfred. Little did we know we'd be there basically every single day filming so much shit. And long story short, I just remember.
Thinking we're going to talk shit about boys.
Yeah,
literally.
We were like, just catching up.
Like, verbatim thought we were just going to hang out.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So it's maybe towards the middle, I go like, so, you know.
No, like towards the end.
Really? What did I say?
I feel like it was like our date was like 75% of the way done.
Yeah.
And then you were like, so, like, what about you? Like, yeah. You know, what would you like to do with your life? Like, stuff like that. You're about to graduate.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like.
Because also you were really, I think this is why a lot of people have been interested about you in general, even just like friends of mine or other influencers, because when I, like, even then when I met you, I was like, so you don't do Instagram. Like, I'm looking at your Instagram, you post, but you're not an Instagrammer. you have a YouTube, but you haven't really posted, but like you went to fashion school. Like, what do you want to do? What are you doing?
People are I'm confusing.
Yeah. So I think a lot of people are like, whoa, like you're not just a influencer. Like what? Like what's going on? So I just basically, you know, I was like, hey, like, would you ever, I don't know, want to help me film sometimes? And you're like, yeah. I was like, no. Like, really?
And in my head, I'm thinking like, yeah, I've like filmed for like all my YouTuber friends and never in a million years did I think you're going to pay me. Like, dead ass.
That's one. Know your worth. That's insane.
I've never had a YouTuber friend. Worth. I've never had a YouTuber friend pay me until you. Now I know how forking rich YouTubers are. I'm like, fork that. They should have all paid me.
Especially if it's sponsored. Especially.
I just think, period, they should pay.
Oh, period. Yes. But point being.
I'm very like passionate about that because I'm like, I pay people to help me.
Yeah.
And I'm not a big YouTuber. Anyway, but, continue.
Yeah. So I was like, no. Like, really? And in my head, that really meant no, but like, are you actually like potentially wanting to be full time with me?
But I did not read the signs.
But no.
I was like, how I was could like, you? Sure.
I said really.
But you're like the worst type of person to date.
I know. I know.
What do you mean? I said really.
I said
you
really.
You should have known. You should have
known that would have been a full time salary
position. And I'm like the dude that's like, what? You didn't say that, and you're like, I meant it though. You're the worst.
I am. But I don't know. In my head, I'm such a watcher. So I was like, this could go there, but I'm not going to bring it up if it's not a good fit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
We're like kind of mutual friends. Yeah. So it's like, I get that. So then I said, you said, really? And then what did I say?
You were like, yeah, I help my friends film all the time. But in my head, I was like, no.
You're like, no.
I was like, okay, cool.
I pay well.
So then I whipped out my calendar. I was like, so are you free like next week? Like, when are you free? And you're like, oh, I'm free Monday and Tuesday.
I was working at CBS at the time, like the Bold and the Beautiful, like soap opera.
You're like, I'm free Monday from like 4 to 6. And I was like, perfect. Can you come then? And you're like, yeah. And then you said, I'm also free Friday after 1. I was like, perfect. Can you come then?
And I was like, you're crazy. I was like, sure, I guess.
I was like, amazing.
Honestly, in my head, I was like, cool, I get to go to her house. Literally. I was like, I get to go to Alicia Marie's house.
That's then how did it work when I either Venmo'd you or had you invoice or something?
So I showed up, and then I think it was after we had filmed. It was the Gucci video.
Oh, my God. That was Alicia the worst video. That was the worst video that you could have ever, like...
I loved it.
No, but I genuinely remember thinking, I did a video with my sister where she took my credit card and shopped for me on Rodeo, basically.
And I get there, and that's what she says to do, and I'm like, hell yeah, okay. This sounds awesome.
No, in my head, I was like, wow, I look like I'm that influencer who's like, oh my God, I'm just going to shop.
I was like, this is the dream.
But I was like, whatever, it's fine.
To go to Gucci for a video to shop?
It was
I was
so
like,
stupid.
This is awesome.
It was fun, though. But point being, how did that happen?
So we do that. I get the recordings. You're not allowed to film in stores like that.
Well, they just don't like it.
I don't think you're allowed to.
I feel like most private places, like technically, I don't think you can film in Target either.
Yeah. I don't think you're allowed to. And they specifically don't want you to in like nice designer stores like that on Rodeo. Mm-hmm. So I was like being like sneaky with my phone and with, I think a vlog camera. And I was like still getting footage. And I was like, this is crazy. Like, I can't believe she's just going to buy like a shit ton of things from Gucci. Like, I was like, damn, she's rich. Like, because you got, we Ashley took your credit card.
Ash took my card.
We got like, I think the Gucci like tennis shoes or like loafers. And
I
then,
definitely
like,
returned like all
and
of
then
it.
Like a belt and then like a jacket
it was like
or something.
Yeah.
Like a sweatshirt.
Leggings and a sweatshirt. Glasses.
Yeah. Glasses or maybe perfume or something. And I was like, damn, like these girls are rich.
See, what's so funny, though, is on my side, you know, I have my CPA and my team, and they're like, hey, you have budget to, like, spend for your videos. So in my head, I was like, well, if I don't spend money for, like, 6 videos, then I can actually take all of that budget and put it in 1 video.
Yeah, I did not know how much money YouTubers could make.
Okay.
I had no idea. So I was like, wow, this is crazy, like, you're spending, like, I thought, genuinely, like, me being me, I thought you were like basically obviously like read the forking signs, you live in a house and you bought it, but I just didn't think like I just thought you were like
it.
My peer, like, and I just got out of college and I was like working my ass off at like CBS. I'm hardly making anything as an intern or like a, you know.
Yeah, how much were you making then?
I think I made like almost I made like minimum wage.
Okay.
So it was like, I don't know, $15 an hour
okay.
or something. And I blew it all like on Veggie Girl at lunch.
that's the most LA thing ever.
I was like, the Grove, Veggie Grill.
Yeah, I love Veggie Grill.
I was like, I would sometimes be like, I'm going to splurge and go to Marmalade Cafe. I'd spend like $25 and I was like, man, whatever.
Yeah. Like, you're like, that's just like 2 hours of work. It's fine.
Yeah. But I think I would end the day with like almost $100 or something like that. Of a full day, like long ass day.
Yeah.
Working. And it was like not very fun work. I mean, it was very like, someone has to do it. And I get you have to work your way up. And it was like, I learned a lot. Yeah. But it, like doing this, I was like, holy cow, like this is great.
Oh, I was like, I was like, Gucci. Is this enough?
Yeah. So then she was like, hey, can you, or at the end of the day, you were like, hey, so like, you know, can you send your info to my mom, who's my business manager, so we can like do a direct deposit? Is this amount okay for a day rate? Which was double what I was getting paid at CBS, if not a little bit more. And I was like, fuck yeah.
You can say it. I forget what it was, though.
I think it's $200 for the day. Which, by the way, if you're hiring someone for the day and you're a YouTuber and you make like, money, pay them $200.
Yeah.
If they're good.
Because I think it was like 4 hours, right? It was like a half day or something?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
I forget.
I don't know. But it was a day rate. Yeah. And I like a day rate as an employee and then also as an employer, because then it doesn't feel like we're wasting time, or like when there is a lull in the day, you're like, oh, I'm paying for this hour. Like, blah, blah, blah. It's not as stressful. Like, a day rate's awesome.
Yeah.
Which I will say, if you're a smaller YouTuber or influencer, I think 100 is still fair for a day rate.
Oh, yeah.
I would recommend that too.
Yeah.
That's really good.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Just, you know, pay for the lunch or something.
Yeah. But honestly, from there, I just started taking any free second she had that was like Monday through Friday.
Yeah, after the Gucci video, she was like, hey, when are you free next week? And I was like, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday.
I was like,
or
perfect,
whatever.
Perfect, perfect.
She was like, okay, can you come in those days? I was like, okay, yes, crackhead. I was like, this is kind of weird.
At this point, from my side, I had just been so burnt out on creating. So having you come made me accountable. It made me be like, okay, I'm filming
this
a video.
This is my only day.
This is my only. I'm going to get fully ready.
See,
I'm going to do this.
That way more now.
Yes, I was like, okay. I can't have her come and me be like, no, I don't want to. I don't feel like it. Or like, oh, whatever. I'm like, no, I have to prepare. I have to do this. Mm-hmm. Like, someone's counting on me. So it really, really helped me. If you are feeling burnout or like, you know, just needing help and you are an influencer or creator, like that helped me the most.
And I was so excited because I was like, holy cow, I'm getting paid $200 to like be in the presence of literally like a beast of a creator. And I get to ask her whatever I want. I was like,
you were so good at picking my brain. You still are. You do every day.
But I would get so excited if we had to drive somewhere because I was like, oh, this is my time to ask like my questions.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, so like, what is your thought process with this? Or how'd you get to this? Or what was your advice on
this? That's something I always really respected. And it's funny because
I was like a sponge.
But you always knew to wait till the time, like, especially when it came to your own stuff, you always waited to ask during like lunch break or like when we were driving for an hour in the car. Like, you would never just like while we're filming be like, so like, what do you think I should do for my video? Like, that was something that I know to you. You're like, no, duh, don't do that. You're working. But
if someone did that to me, seriously, I'd be like, leave now.
Yeah. But
like, actually,
but
that's ridiculous.
But
I get it.
In their head, they're like, oh, I'll shoot your shot. Like, da da da. And it's like, no, time and place.
Yeah.
Like, and that is something.
Oh, that's so true. How do people not get that though?
But
it was the way I was raised.
I don't know. Yeah. I think I really respected the fact that you were like, this is your thing. I'm not going to like story all the time. I'm not like, you really gained my trust that way, where like literally now you could like whip out your phone anytime we're filming and I wouldn't care, you know what I mean? But like, it took a long time to like get there, you know, which I think a lot of people don't realize too. Mm-hmm. Like, you were really, really good at that, and I think just you really respected what I did, which obviously a lot of people don't do in the world, which is fine. But yeah, that's something I always really liked. And I was so happy to like give you advice for your podcast or whatever, because I was like, oh my gosh, this is also like fueling me. So that's what I meant about the whole like mutual thing. Like, it helped me a lot to have you. Obviously, I ended up giving you a full-time position. I was like, hey, so like, this is cool.
No, she texts me when I'm in New York. And I was like, and she was like, hey, can you call me? And I'm like, oh God.
I hate getting that text.
Well, that's what my parents did when they divorced me. So I was like, are you divorcing me?
Yeah.
And then I was like, did I spill an editing secret? Yeah. I was
like, at this point you were like, she's psycho.
Yeah.
Like,
I was like, she's a little crazy. So I'm like, what did I do? Did I like tell one of my influencer friends one of her secrets or like editing, you know, equipment or something that I wasn't supposed to do? And she was like, so I call her and I'm about to go to dinner with like some people from Neutrogena, which I was so excited about. It was not my connection. I was oh my God. I'm like the plus one. I'm a great plus one.
Oh my God.
Being a plus one's the best. So anyway, I'm like about to go to dinner. I'm with a bunch of other micro influencers. And I'm like, oh my God, guys, she just like said, like, can you call me? And they're like, oh my God, like, what is she like? And so then I call you. I call you and you're like, hey, this is really random, but like, I just wanted to tell you really quickly. There's a contract in your email. I wanted to offer you a full-time position on salary if you want it. Like, no worries. But like, just check out the contract. Let me know. Like, take your time. I was like, I'm sorry. What? You told me the amount too.
Oh yeah,
the salary amount. And I was like, huh, what? Okay. I was like so confused, and I don't know from your end what it was like. Like, were you excited?
Oh, I was
did you think I was gonna say yes?
I was hoping, sure. But I wanted you to be like, hey, like, contracts are scary, you know what I mean, especially just in LA in general. So I wanted it to be very aware of like, hey, look it over, like, this, I'm not trying to like lowball you or like, you know, be all slimy or whatever, like, have your parents look at it, like, get a lawyer, whatever you want to do.
Yeah, because I was like, let me ask my parents.
Yeah Well, it's intimidating. It's like, am I signing my life away? Like, what is this? Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to be very clear about that. But I was talking to my mom right before, and I was like, yeah, this girl's like helped me so much, like, I really want to offer her a full-time position. She was like, oh my God, well, let's we should have John, you know, my lawyer, write up a contract, blah blah blah, whatever. And I was like, yes, would love that, amazing. I was like, well, I guess I should like give her like a heads up anyway. And then I was like, my mom got so excited because she loves when I have, you know, self-care and delegate stuff.
Yeah.
So she was like, oh my God, you should tell her. And I was like, now? And she's like, yeah, now. And I was like, oh my God, okay. So then I called you, and that's why I was like, this is so random. Probably not the most professional way to do it. I should have like been like, hey,
that's okay,
like, whatever.
It was on like, I think like a Friday night or something.
Yeah. But long story short, you know, full time since then.
Crazy.
And now you do so much for me, or, you know, produce Pretty Basic, everything from letting me be talent on that, which is very helpful.
So what do I do? Like, what? Explain what I do for you. Or what do you find helpful? Just if another creator is listening to this, and yes, they're like, I need that, but I don't know what to tell them, yeah, to do. What do I do?
It's changed so much over the years. Again, in the beginning, it was videographer and editing, really, more so helping, mm-hmm, me come up with ideas. The brainstorming is the priceless thing for me. I think just having someone who gets it to be able to bounce off ideas.
What do you mean, who gets it?
Who gets it?
What, Taylor, does that mean?
King, who gets it?
I know, like, what you mean, but what does that mean?
Like, it's just content creation and the game of YouTube and the game of influencing it. Like, it is a game, you know? And to find someone who understands what's trendy right now, what would actually do well, or what's up and coming that maybe you can have your own twist to, or instead of me just, I think, you know, the thing I was worried about some of those other producers that I interviewed would for them to be like, oh, you should do this challenge. And I'm like, no one would watch that. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, them just not understanding my place in the industry, my place on YouTube, you know, where I'm trying to go. At that point, I was really trying to rebrand myself from a young kid back to school child, basically, to, you know, an older creator with more, you know, mature content. And I really felt like you kind of brought that out. So I was just so happy, you know, to find, you know, the brainstorming thing for me was priceless. And then over time, slowly but surely, you really started gaining my trust with, like, you know, I used to look over your shoulder with every single clip. I'd be like, can you show me that? Can you show me that? Can you show me that? Like, no, that's not good enough. Like, let's do this angle. Like, this is what I'm really trying. So I really, like,
lighting. Yeah. Angle,
like
lines,
teaching you what I like was the hardest thing. However, I knew it would be the biggest payoff. And then over time, it would just, you know, I mean, I think the last video we filmed, I was like, cool, whatever you think. Like, yeah, that's the stamp of Alicia Marie approval of, like, whatever you think, I trust you.
I mean, we would spend an hour setting up the shot.
Or even, like, getting a thumbnail. I'd be like, no, this isn't it.
Which, so I envy your commitment to knowing, to sticking to your guns and being like, this isn't it.
See,
because I would feel, like, even when I have someone help me, I'm like, I want them to have a good time. So I'm like, it's fine, like, whatever, like, but like, you stuck to your guns, which I didn't mind as an employee, yeah, but like, I liked that you were like, no, this isn't it. Like, we have to keep going. And in my head, if I were like, I don't know that I have the confidence in myself yet to make someone go that forking extra mile to like make sure this is it.
I always think of, we filmed this like day in like what I eat video, and I had short blonde hair.
Oh yeah.
It took me an hour to get this forking
that one
thumbnail.
I was like, you're crazy.
But, you know, quickly after that, I did learn that I do have some OCD, and I was like, now it all makes sense. Like, it wasn't even a, oh, I don't like that, that's not good enough. It was a, I can't relax or sleep tonight if I don't get this right. So now, looking back,
it
makes makes so much sense.
Okay.
However, I think
this girl is like committed to the game.
Yeah, it was just like I'm frustrated. Like it was a feeling kind of thing, which I do think helped a lot for me to be successful. Is that like relentlessness of like it has to be perfect.
Well, I was just about to say, correct me if I'm wrong. I think some of the best YouTubers
are crazy. Yeah.
One, crazy, and they're extreme.
Yeah.
Like outliers of the world. Two, they're fans. Mm-hmm. So they are big YouTube watchers and internet watchers and consumers. Yeah. I think they're big fans. Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I think they're the best YouTubers in the world are also great editors.
Yeah. It's a story.
Because editing isn't like a technical thing. Yes, it is. But like, I don't mean the technical aspect of like adding a cool effect. I mean like they're a great storyteller.
Oh my God. It all does go hand in hand. And I would 1000% agree with all of that.
Would you?
Oh yeah. Okay. Oh yeah. Yeah. Cool. But yeah, so obviously from there producing, you're just like my right hand person. Like if I need anything, not like getting coffee, like when it comes to emails or bigger picture things or even Parallel, like I think Parallel is the biggest example where you were just like, what do you need from me? I got you. Like whether that was like editing this video or helping me come out with like a campaign for it or like when
even
it comes
we were
to
like, we need to hire people. She's like, what type of person do I hire?
Yeah.
Like
what?
And I was like, all right, let's figure this out.
Yeah.
Same with now I like run, which I love this. I love running the Shopify Marie calls.
Yeah.
Or like merch calls.
Oh my God.
And I like head it and make sure it's good. And I know what she'll like and what she won't like. Sometimes I'm like, let me check on that. But like, it's crazy because I'm like almost 98% sure. Like, I know what you'll like versus not like.
How is it though for someone, you know, in your shoes where you are trying to get that trust?
To earn that
to
spot?
I
think I love that you didn't just give me it right away.
Oh,
I feel like I definitely had to earn that spot. And first, a couple reasons I like that. One, because I constantly feel like I'm like growing and like in a weird way feel like I'm like getting promoted.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like I'm furthering my career because like people always ask me like, when are you going to leave Alicia? You know what I mean?
And we've had this talk, guys. Okay.
I'm like, you don't understand. Like she wouldn't obviously probably want me to leave, but she also is the most supportive person and be like, you know, go do your own thing. I don't want to stop you. But the reason why I personally don't want to leave at this moment is because I feel like I'm still learning. Like she as a creator has pushed herself and is learning so much on her own. Like this whole new Parallel thing is a whole new entity that my fashion school self is wet for. I'm like, yes.
She's juicy.
Yeah. I'm like, yes, queen. Like clothing brand that I don't have to put any of my own money into and I get to watch all of the fails and mistakes and learn from that.
I think that's
yes.
Even oh my God. I think I never knew more until probably this past year how much knowledge I have or even what just like Parallel, like what we're learning.
Yeah.
And I
get to just watch and learn and not fail.
But yeah, it's scary.
Like she might actually fail. I'm like, ooh, let's see. Like you invest your money.
But
I'll watch
I think
it.
A lot of people don't realize how valuable that seat is. That passenger seat is.
Oh my God, it's the
best.
When
you're like, I'm here for the ride. What do you need? DJ, water, snacks. I got you. You know, I'm here to help. But also like, if we crash, it's your fault. You know what I mean? Like learn from like watch, observe, like I think that's one of the biggest reasons why
you're
successful.
To me, that's more valuable than a check or the actual money or whatever.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's why.
No,
I feel like Alicia's totally grown. She's not the person that's like, all right, I'm Gucci. I'm just going to settle. And like this, you know, I upload my YouTube videos, whatever. You're not the type to do that.
No.
You're like, you're 3 on the Enneagram. You're just like me. Like we like to like push ourselves.
Like
and
like,
what's
moves.
The next big thing? Like, yeah, we like to make moves. We like to be push ourselves. And so her doing that makes me inevitably push myself as well.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I love that I had to earn that role with like little things. And now I like manage a bunch of little people on your team, which is awesome.
No,
it's so
fun. You're doing great at that. Like it's insane. But I think, I think that's like, sorry, did you have something?
No, it's okay. I was just going to say like, it's a weird relationship, but it works.
Well, and that's what I was going to say. I feel like it would be bad of us not to also like talk about the fact that we have truly become like sisters and best friends through this too. And I am very aware whenever you do leave me one day, I'm going to be very, very sad because like I'll never have another TK. You know, I'll probably have a really good producer or whoever else that I work with, but
I'll find you one.
Yes, 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 yes. But yeah, I think we did just really click, mm-hmm. you know, and I think people see that, which is really cool when they say, where can I find a TK? Like, wait, how does, like, this is amazing. Your content's better. Everything. And I'm like, it's just crazy how everything's happened. But
I'm also I'll be very surprised, at least on my end, if we aren't working together, like, still, like, in some capacity.
Yeah.
I don't know whether that's a future show.
Yeah. We always talk about, like, should we do a show like one day?
You know, producing together, yeah. producing partners.
Or what if we're managers? What if in 20 years we have a management firm?
What if you're Nicole Kidman and I'm Reese Witherspoon? We make a Big Little Lies.
What if we're still podcasting in 20 years?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't see that aspect of us work being in yeah, each other's orbit, either. Working together. Like, I don't see that ever, like, not yeah. happening.
Yeah.
Just because I feel like I don't know how I would start a project and not ask for your opinion.
Literally same.
What the fork?
I'm like, what did I do without you for years?
Yeah. So, I don't know. And I think at the end of the day, we work because you were patient and were OCD about what you wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, blessing that you're like that. Went to the extreme to, like, find what you wanted. And I think something to really point out here is her security and confidence in your own brand to be able to be like, no, I genuinely deep down want to help someone.
Mm.
And I feel like that hits different as, like, an employee, because then I felt that I was like, oh my god, this person wants to help me, like, I owe my life to them, or like, I want to invest everything. So it just, like, you know,
I think that's the number one thing that influencers do wrong, is that they don't realize how much, like, I've learned so much from helping you.
Really?
Yeah. Like, I would, well, that can be a whole other podcast episode, but I feel like I've
What's
learned
an example, though?
Just how, I mean, a obvious one is how I realized, oh, I really do have one way of thinking because that's what's worked in the past. But you come in and you're like, you should do this, like, really cool Q&A, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, in my head, that's a horrible video that's going to flop because I've only seen it flop in the past. Like, yeah. In my head, that doesn't work. But you, like, having a fresh perspective on trends or even just what's entertaining, I was like, wow, okay, I need to retrain the way I think. Like, if or even, you know, if you were to say something that a few years ago, I'd be like, no, like, let's not do that. Now I would say, ooh, how could I make that interesting? Like, how can I actually, like, there's something there. Like, no idea is a bad idea. Like, there's something there. And it's up to me as a creative to be able to, like, twist that and be like, okay, how do I make this Alicia Marie, you know, whatever.
Yeah. No, I agree. Mm-hmm. I agree. That's really cool. Anyway.
Sorry, I didn't want this all to be about me. I want to learn more about you.
No, it's okay. It's okay. I think people are really interested in our relationship, and there's so much to it.
Yeah, but again, I really do think you've opened up a huge idea into this world of another position, you know, for someone, in whether that's them doing both influencing and helping, you know, a creator, or even just being behind the scenes. People have always been interested in, and I think a lot of people look up to you and this podcast for, you know, tips about that. I love that stuff, so I'm really excited for you just to share, like, what it's like and, like, how to actually do it, you know.
Yeah, exactly. And I think it's cool, I think it's cool that we have been able to show that as a creator, you can help someone without them stealing your thunder.
Oh my god, yeah.
And because I think that's, like, a big, people are afraid of that because a lot of people have stolen their thunder.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think it's cool to be able to, like, show our relationship, and, you know, we just want to help other yeah. people. Like, we try and matchmake people all the time, creators with employees, mm-hmm. which, by the way, if you're listening this long, I'll give you the tea. I have a email for that. If you want a job, email me. It's tksjuicyconnections@gmail.com. And I match make people all the time.
I love it.
Mostly with, like, you know, Alicia's friends, or just friends of friends who are big time talent. They need help. They want a TK.
Yeah.
And so I try and match make people. But yeah, that we'll cap that conversation. We'll continue this, I'm sure, down the road on the podcast. But I have to ask you before we wrap this up, what are you doing to make moves lately? How are you shooting your shot? I want to know in personally, dating-wise, and business-wise.
Oh my gosh, so much. Okay, in personal life, I'm struggling so hard, but the whole self-care thing. Like, I really have seen how much I do better when I do take some time for myself, off my phone, not being, like, just aimlessly scrolling. And that's something I'm really struggling with, but I see how much it helps me make moves in the future when I actually
Really? So like you're a break is necessary for
Oh,
you.
It's like
well, it's necessary for everyone.
I know, but
you're realizing the benefits of it.
Yeah, I used to pride myself so I used to be like, "Oh my god, I spent a whole like night didn't sleep last night because I was editing or like I was working so hard." I'm like, "That means nothing." It literally means nothing.
Like, cool, you're not productive today.
It's screaming for attention. It's screaming for, you know,
it's like we get it, you work hard.
Yes, but like it's pointless. So that for sure.
So you're making moves by resting.
By learning the importance of a self-care day, okay, of resting, cool. of not working.
What about dating?
Dating?
Alicia Marie's so weird with dating.
I am.
It's good, but you're a very unique, special person. You deserve a unique, special person that isn't an average Joe.
Well, I literally just deleted most of my dating apps. So, honestly, I think I've just been trying to focus on having more like guy friends. So I feel like that's like a good first step into, you know, the dating world more.
Yeah. I feel like Alicia and Ashley were the first people I had ever met that like I come from so many guy friends mm-hmm. that when I moved to LA, I was like, we're the guys.
Yeah.
I'm used to like broing out.
Yeah.
With like so many guys around me that like it bothers me that I don't have guy friends because like I need like.
Yeah.
That's how I was like, it's comforting to me.
Yeah.
So like I love that. I think that is a great step.
What was it? Business?
So you're trying to have guy friends.
Yeah.
And then business, money moves. What are you doing to make money moves, business moves right now? What?
I don't know.
What about Parallel? You've invested a lot of money into that.
Yeah, we've definitely invested a lot of money there. I submitted my Forbes 30 under 30 application today.
What?
Yeah.
Why the fork have you not told me this until now?
Because I have learned regardless of outcomes, I know my worth. And
why did you not tell me that?
I didn't plan on not telling you. I just forgot about it.
You weirdo.
Because I'm like, oh, I don't want to like hype it up too much. And then
in case it doesn't happen,
but you know what? I have to speak it out. I have to speak it out.
Honestly, they're stupid if they don't include you.
In my head, I'm like, there's so many factors that go into something like that. So that doesn't mean that I'm not talented. Like, I know I'm talented. Like, and I think that's a...
Also, at the end of the day, I don't want to, like, dumb it down if you do get it. Because, when you get
it's
it...
It's such a, like...
But it is, like, who you know.
Who you know.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, there's other people who are like, oh, I know them. And I'm over here, like, I don't want to know
them. I feel like you really deserve...
But also,
like, you have the credentials to be on that.
And I think I actually know that. So I'm not, like, tripping. But I am a little bit. Because I'm like, oh, my God, that's, like, scary, you know?
Well, if not, you have another year.
I have one more year.
Yeah. Only,
you have so many.
Well, I have a lot of things to do before I earn that spot.
So we are putting ourselves out there work-wise.
I love that. That's crazy.
Yeah.
I hope you get it so I can be like, my boss.
I just want to put it in my Instagram bio.
Will you actually?
Oh, I totally would.
Really?
Yeah.
Should I put in mine, like, bosses in Forbes 39?
We'll see.
I actually will. I have parallel in mine. I'm like, I don't even literally like... Like, I'm just like parallel in my Instagram bio.
The
like,
most ultimate hype weapon.
Yeah, it's fine. You know, I get people to shop there. Anyway, that was awesome. Thank you so much for coming on my show.
Thank you for having me. Literally, anytime.
Yeah. And thanks for watching or tuning in to Making Moves. Watching, listening.
Don't forget to subscribe if you are listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Don't forget to subscribe to Making Moves with TK.
Be sure to make someone's day this week, too. All right. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.